Good morning. I'm Pastor Mark Brayton, and today is the first Sunday after Christmas, December 31st, 2023. Our lesson for today is from John 11, verses 17 through 27. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There is much to do today, this first Sunday of the Christmas season. It is a day to continue the Christmas celebration. Christmas is not to be a one-day affair. We have a whole season of the church year to celebrate the birth and the coming of Jesus. Today is a day to continue to sing and proclaim joy to the world. The Lord has come. Today is also New Year's Eve. 2023 is slipping away, and we prepare to welcome 2024. This is a day to reflect on the old year. Even more, we set our sights on the new. What do we say on a day with all these themes? I can't think of better words than Jesus' words in today's gospel. "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." It doesn't get any better than that. How do we continue the Christmas celebration? By looking to why Jesus has come. He has come to bear a cross, to die for us, and to smash the power of the grave once and for all. He is the resurrection and the life for us. How do we welcome in the new year? By looking to this Lord who is the resurrection and the life. There is no firmer foundation, no firmer hope than looking to Jesus. Let's build 2020 on the resurrected Lord. There is a lot going on today, but let us remember, in all that we do, we root ourselves in Jesus. Please pray with me. Holy Lord, we continue to celebrate Christmas. Let us proclaim loudly and clearly that you are Emmanuel, God with us. Lead us into the new year in faith and hope, with eyes firmly set on you. To Jesus be all glory and honor. Amen.